Hello, and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
And I'm Alex.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
And we're going to start our show today with our first story, going down south to Phuket, as the Phuket mayor proposes special administrative status to revitalize tourism and infrastructure on the largest island in Thailand. Mm-hmm. The Phuket mayor, Khun Sarot, is advocating for the transformation of Phuket into a special administrative organization to address the city's tourism crisis and infrastructure challenges. Ang Kanapilat argues that the current administrative system hinders progress and competitiveness with other global tourist destinations. Although Prime Minister Sri Thathavisin has not yet received the proposal, he is open to considering it. The city, which attracts over 10 million visitors annually, struggles with inadequate funding based on its resident population. The proposed Phuket City Administration Act 2018 aims to establish a directly elected mayor and implement new laws targeting critical issues like waste management and traffic congestion. This initiative could position Phuket as a formidable player in the global tourism industry. Mm. As a Phuket local, I can confirm that the traffic in Phuket is absolutely horrendous. Yeah. Considering you're coming to an island for a holiday or, you know, for the island vibes, going to the beach, it might take you 45 minutes to an hour on an island to travel to the beach.
Well, that's why they're calling it a tourism crisis right now. Mm. It's like there's just too many people. Yeah. It's like when you hear about Mount Everest and you don't realize there's so many people going up there, actually. Yeah. Yeah. But now Phuket seems like it's being overrun. I wonder, though, about having a special administrative region status for it. That helps in like all sorts, like China uses those all the time, because then the local leadership can more directly impact the policy there and maybe alleviate things. So, yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting proposal. We'll see if it goes through.
All right.
Anyways, on to some more economic news and politics news. Thailand has submitted a bid to join the OECD, and its membership is passing through. Hopefully some growth and sustainability on the way. So, yes, Thailand is pushing forward its initiative to join the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, aiming to boost its economic prospects and commitment to sustainable development. On April 16th, Thai Foreign Affairs Minister Khun Phanphri submitted a letter of intent to OECD Secretary General Matthias Cormann in France. Now, Minister Phanphri emphasized Thailand's alignment with OECD's principles, such as democracy, human rights, and a free market economy, and underscored the country's four-decade-long association with the organization. He highlighted the potential economic benefits of membership, including a projected 1.6% GDP growth, which could enhance Thailand's economic security and help it escape the middle income trap. Srettathavisin, he's leading the charge.
Democracy? That's all I heard in that entire story.
Sorry, Jay doesn't like the economic stuff. He just turns off.
What you mean? I love economics. Who doesn't love politics and economics?
It's my thing. That's what I did for like a long time. Yeah. But yeah, anyways, I this is good news. It is good news.
You had to stick to it to justify your degree.
Somebody has to study these things, okay?
Yeah.
Look, it's big news, all right? Mm. It's fine. Anyways, sure. There's more. We have other stories on the way. Don't worry.
All right. Swiftly moving on, ladies and gentlemen, our next story talks about a fatigue-induced crash claims a monk's life, injures others in Pathum Thani. A devastating accident occurred in Pathum Thani province on the outskirts of Bangkok when a sleep-deprived delivery truck driver lost control and struck a group of monks during their morning alms round. When 21-year-old Benjamin, driving a black Isuzu D-Max, veered into the monks in Khlong Luang district, a 69-year-old monk from Wat Thawan Rueng died from his injuries, while other monks and a local almsgiver were also hurt. The driver, who had been awake since midnight for work, confessed to falling asleep at the wheel. Police have charged him with reckless driving resulting in death, and investigations are ongoing. The accident scene and subsequent police findings are currently under scrutiny as legal actions against the driver proceed.
Yeah, so this this story hit me a little close to my heart because when I was in college, a friend of mine, he was in a car accident. He died. His brother was at the wheel, and it was just early morning fatigue driving.
Yeah,
right. And people don't realize, like, you know, there's all sorts of information about, you know, drunk driving and all that stuff like that. And
fatigue driving is real. Yeah,
it's absolutely real, and it's just as dangerous, and can lead to as many horrific accidents as drunk driving can. So. Yeah. It's an important thing, and I just want people to be aware. Yeah, pull over. Like, take your nap or something like that. Yeah. It's
like driving from midnight to early morning. Like, not everyone is capable of doing it, you know. Like, and we think we can do it, but it can happen to anyone, mm-hmm. whether you're young or you're old or middle aged. Like, guys, be safe out there, mm-hmm. And hopefully, yeah, these kinds of incidents and accidents don't happen again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyways. On to our next one. We're going back down to Koh Phangan. So a British man has been arrested in Koh Phangan for begging for money for drugs. Now, Thai authorities have arrested a British national, Nicholas James Hartus, on Koh Phangan after he was reported begging outside a 7-Eleven store, allegedly to buy drugs. The arrest occurred near Pantip Market on April 17th, following local reports of Hartus using the money collected from begging to purchase said drugs. Previously escaping arrest on drug charge in Koh Samui, Hartus admitted to fleeing to Koh Phangan. Although it remains unclear if drugs were found on him at the time of his arrest, he faces charges under the Begging Control Act and the Narcotics Control Act for illegal begging and possessing methamphetamine, respectively. The legal process is underway as further investigations continue. This is a weird one for me. I always feel like clearly drug addiction. This is like an addiction problem. Yeah. And people fall through the cracks. So at the end of the day, what happens to this guy? Do we throw him in jail? Like, is that going to rehabilitate him, or is it going to make him worse?
Do we even have the facilities to kind of help, especially foreigners in Thailand as tourists? Like, I think a lot of the times it's much easier for the government to deport those citizens back to their country, or, you know, ask the embassy for help. But yeah, I mean, in this situation,
I think that is generally, that's a safer bet, because a lot of these Western countries do have better infrastructure for mental health care and drug rehabilitation. But that's not to say that we couldn't use it here in Thailand. I feel like it's an important thing that is important for Thai people as well, too. Yeah. So I don't know. Like to see more of it.
There was a lot of help starting to be provided due to the pandemic. It left a lot of people homeless. There was a huge rise in actually people speaking up about their mental problems and issues caused by depression because of the pandemic. And the government was out to actually help these people. But over the last year, I mean, I haven't heard anything and no news about it being ramped up or continually being done right. But it probably is. We might need to find out more information on that. But yeah, if there is more stories like this, we'll keep you up to date with all those stories. For now, we're going to move on to our next story. On a more positive note, Bangkok expands its water refill stations to slash plastic bottle use. Finally, less plastic in Thailand. Mm-hmm. I think your video might have done the rounds. The BMA, which is the Bangkok Metropolitan Administration, is expanding its successful bottle-free seas project by adding 200 new drinking water refill stations across the city to curb plastic pollution. Launched in August last year, the initiative has already reduced plastic bottle consumption by nearly 457,000 units, spearheaded by Governor Chachad, in collaboration with the Environmental Justice Foundation. The project places refill stations in key city locations such as parks, shopping centers, and cultural sites, with a vision to extend these facilities to public health service centers and additional public areas. Governor Chachad is actively seeking support from private and philanthropic sectors to rapidly meet the project's expansion goals. Well done. Well done, Thailand. Well done, Bangkok. Well done, Governor Chachat.
Yeah, I think any attempts to reducing our plastic use, obviously good. Like, these water refill stations, I've seen them in place. Like, when I lived in China, they were all over the place. And it's like a community space almost. Yeah. Like, a lot of people use them. And it's cheaper. It's better. Like, I don't know. Kudos all around. But the video, right? Too much. There's a lot of plastic.
There's a lot of plastic in Thailand.
It's a tough one. Well, anyways, on to our last story. So Thailand has been praising its neighbor Myanmar's positive steps in releasing its political prisoners from jail to house arrest, but is urging further action. Mm-hmm. So Thailand's Foreign Affairs Commission, led by Chairman Napadon, has welcomed the relocation of Myanmar's former leaders like Aung San Suu Kyi from prison to house arrest as a constructive development, but is pressing for more significant actions, including the release of all political prisoners, such as the former prime minister and Win Myint. This demand aligns with the ASEAN 5 points consensus aimed at fostering reconciliation in Myanmar. In addition, the Thai government is advocating for enhanced humanitarian support for the Burmese people. When, you know, Obama was like the first sitting U.S. president to visit Myanmar ever.
Yeah.
And it was when she was elected, and it was like a celebration of democracy in Myanmar. And since then, obviously, everything is completely broken down, and she was arrested. Mm. But now it seems like there's some... There is some reconciliation going on. She's allegedly. Been now, allegedly. But, you know, going from jail to house arrest is nicer, like I think. Mm. But you got to encourage any sort of positive steps towards peace.
Yeah.
And I like Thailand's emphasis on that.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those were some of the news topics from across the country. We're now going to dive into our live chat and take some comments and questions from the viewers.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.